Fix education, or on the subject of a peaceful and stronger world. Your first and foremost obstacle is the liar, also sometimes called an evil person, or hacker in the vile sense. Above all, know that liars do what they do out of illness. Their minds have long unraveled. We may speak of how they want treasures or how they wish to be remembered by history, but that is just our projection attempting to account for their evil. Their evil has no logic. No more logic than a hunger for more pleasure that they get from more evil and more corruption. In their minds, perhaps, they believe that they are multiplying their power by not playing by the rules, but they are just hollow and small and short-sighted. They hate life, they don't understand it at all, and stepping on other people's heads gives them something to do. While we build cities, the liars drive corruption into them, and when we corner the rats, they will tear the cities down entirely. This is a story as old as humanity itself, and even this story is never told without lies. Each retelling has another liar slithering somewhere in between the pages of history. Liars use multiple steps which blur and hide their true intentions, and sometimes bury their evil in plausible deniability. They can also spread their misery organically, like slime, growing where it is merely most advantageous. They rob banks or pinch pennies of the poor, because that's where the money is. For example, any and all attacks at the modern world, human rights, or any undoing of good ideas and progress is simply a cheap voter grab. Liars are saying things that are opposite to progress to gather up the uneducated voters on the opposing side. That is all. They are tapping into the opposition and merely using it to slither into politics. This will often be obscured by them taking advantage of random things along the way, like slime. Randomly emerging communities and randomly occurring events during their manipulations will always have something useful to offer. That liars are successful depends on misled or uneducated voters, and uneducated voters are a product of ineffective education or schools. Fantasy education or any kind of inauthenticity is the fuel for a liar. It fuels those who seek to be elected and those who prefer to slither in darkness. Historically, where we aimed for love and peace, liars simply manufactured enemies and war. The liars attack our foundation, the places that we have long risen above, like the world of uneducated people, or those who are swayed by imaginary creatures with superpowers. Know this. For all the canvas attacked with razor blades and fire, or in ways that even the best colors cannot mend, those who have risen would always rebuild. The masterpiece would always get repainted from scratch, and the creator would never sink down to the liar's tactics. Those who rise, rise to bring joy to the world. Nobody is born a liar. It is a state that a desperate or broken person is pressed into. Liars should be prevented from existing in the first place. That is why we need to learn for real. Why we must aim for knowledge, wisdom, and greatness for all. Well-educated voters and politicians will swiftly put an end to poverty and war. Eventually, in your collective wisdom, you will create a world of politics that cleverly denies the liar or dictator any and all entry.